The 18th of December.
Readings.
Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord is at hand, come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is at hand. Come, let us adore him. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling thy sight. O Lord, we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Psalm 72. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure in heart, yet my feet came close to stumbling, my steps had almost slipped, for I was filled with envy of the proud, when I saw how the wicked prosper. For them there are no pains, their bodies are sound and sleek, they have no share in men's sorrows, they are not stricken like others. So they wear their pride like a necklace, they clothe themselves with violence, their hearts overflow with malice, their minds seethe with plots. They scoff, they speak with malice, from on high they plan oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues dictate to the earth. So the people turn to follow them, and drink in all their words. They see, how can God know? Does the Most High take any notice? Look at them, such are the wicked, but untroubled they grow in wealth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Their rejoicing will be turned to weeping, their joy to sorrow. Psalm 72 continued. How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence, when I was stricken all the day long, suffered punishment day after day. Then I said, if I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people. I strove to fathom this problem, too hard for my mind to understand, until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked. How slippery the paths on which you set them! You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin, wiped out, destroyed by terrors. Like a dream one wakes from, O God, when you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Their rejoicing will be turned to weeping, their joy to sorrow. All those who abandon you shall perish, but to be near God is my happiness. Psalm 72 concluded. And so when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand, no better than a beast in your sight. Yet I was always in your presence. You were holding me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory. What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever. All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all those who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All those who abandon you shall perish, but to be near God is my happiness. Lift up your heads and see, your redemption is at hand. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 46. Bel is crouching, Nebo cringing. Their idols are being loaded on animals, on beasts of burden, carried off like bundles on weary beasts. They are cringing and crouching together, powerless to save the ones who carry them, as they themselves go off into captivity. Listen to me, house of Jacob, all you who remain of the house of Israel, you who have been carried since birth, whom I have carried since the time you were born. In your old age, I shall still be the same. When your hair is grey, I shall still support you. I have already done so. I have carried you. I shall still support and deliver you. To whom can you compare me, equate me? To whom claim I am similar or comparable? These prodigals weigh out gold from their purses and silver on the scales. They engage a goldsmith to make a god, then worship and prostrate themselves before it. They lift it on their shoulders and carry it, and put it where it is meant to stand. It never moves from the spot. You may invoke it, it never replies. It never saves anyone in trouble. Remember this and be dismayed. Stir your memories again, you sinners. Remember things long past. I am God, unrivaled, God who has no like. From the beginning I foretold the future and predicted beforehand what is to be. I say, my purpose shall last. I do whatever I choose. I call a bird of prey from the east, my man of destiny from a far country. No sooner is it said than done, no sooner planned than performed. Listen to me, faint hearts, who feel far from victory. I bring my victory near, already it is close. My salvation will not be late. I will give salvation to Zion. My glory shall be for Israel. Responsory from Isaiah 46. Listen to me, faint hearts, who feel far from victory. I will give salvation to Zion. Israel shall have sight of my glory. I will bring my victory near. Already it is close. My salvation will not be late. I will give salvation to Zion. Israel shall have sight of my glory. A reading from the Epistle to Diogenetus. No man living has ever seen God or known him. He himself has given us the revelation of himself, but he has only revealed himself to faith, by which alone are we permitted to know God. For God, the Lord and architect of the whole world, who made and set in order each single thing that is, was something more than loving towards mankind. He was long-suffering as well. So he has always been, and is still, and ever shall be. Merciful, kind, slow to anger, and true. There is none so good as he. He conceived a design great and beyond all telling, and he imparted it to none but his Son alone. So long as he maintained this secrecy, and kept his own wise counsel, it seemed as though he had no care for us, and had put us out of his mind. But as soon as he disclosed it through his beloved Son, and revealed what had been planned since the beginning, then straightway he poured out all the fullness of his bounty upon us, permitting us to share his benefactions, and to see and know such blessings as none of us could ever have looked for. Next, after making these dispositions in his mind with the Son, he left us to live for the meanwhile as we pleased, giving free rein to our unruly instincts, and being at the mercy of sensuality and lust. This was not because he took any pleasure in those sins of ours. All he was doing was to put up with them. It was not that he was sanctioning that former era of lawlessness. Rather, he was preparing this present era of righteousness. His purpose was that we who in those days had been proved by our own works unworthy to achieve life, might in these days be made worthy of it by the goodness of God. After clearly showing our inability to enter into the kingdom of God by our own power, we might now by God's power be made able. Accordingly, when our iniquity had come to its full height, and it was clear beyond all mistaking that retribution in the form of punishment and death must be looked for, the hour arrived in which God had determined to make known from then onwards his loving kindness and his power. How surpassing is the love and tenderness of God! In that hour, instead of hating us and rejecting us and remembering our wickedness against us, he showed how long-suffering he is. He bore with us, and in pity he took our sins upon himself. He gave his own Son as a ransom for us, the holy for the wicked, the sinless for sinners, the just for the unjust, the incorrupt for the corrupt, the immortal for the mortal. For was there indeed anything except his righteousness that could have availed to cover our sins? In whom could we, in our lawlessness and ungodliness, have been made holy but in the Son of God alone? O sweet exchange! O unsearchable working! O benefits unhoped for! That the wickedness of multitudes should thus be hidden in the one holy, and the holiness of one should sanctify the countless wicked. Responsory from Acts 4. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven granted to men by which we may receive salvation. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. For there is no other name under heaven granted to men by which we may receive salvation. Let us pray. By the long-awaited coming of your newborn Son, deliver us, Lord, from the age-old bondage of sin. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.